I think I did it. Yes, we're going.
Well, the north wind meets the sea. There's a river full of memories. Come, my darling, safe and sound. All is lost and all is found. I don't know. It's Frozen 2.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
It's your recommendation for the week.
Oh, yes. And during my class recording, Zoom live from Down Under Yoga, Monday nights, you can do it back to back with me, and I will talk about things that are going to get me fired. One is that Elsa is clearly, magnificently running to her sexual freedom through a frozen ice chamber, quote unquote. Breaks okay. through the frozen vaginal chamber of the metaphorical closet. Oh, here comes Frankie. She's sick of hearing me talk about it.
I've not seen said breaking through, so
go see it. Fast forward to the end. It's magnificent.
Okay.
Her hair comes down. She's totally lipstick. It's great.
So you taught your first online class.
I can't. Let's not pretend like everything's normal, Ryan.
I was just trying to move things along.
Yeah. No, there's nothing to move along. This is it now.
This is it.
We're indoor kitties.
Yeah. Yeah. It's driving
me. It's time to get weird.
It's driving me insane.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, there are moments of where it's fine, and there are moments where it's really tough.
How many fights have you gotten in with family members? That's my question.
None.
Any?
None.
No, you're not doing it right then. You've got this all wrong.
Kate's Guide to Quarantine.
Time to unearth some old wounds, Ryan.
It's odd because I generally do like I am generally someone who likes being alone. I will not tend to I don't like the introvert extrovert dichotomy that we often talk about. I tend to like my alone time, but this is maybe a little this is pushing the boundaries of that.
Yeah. It is. I had 5 birds at my bird feeder this morning and I nearly had an orgasm. I'm so excited. Like, oh, you've come. You've come. Do you guys want to snuggle?
How are you doing?
I'm just deciding how honest to be. We're doing okay. Frankie and I are, for the most part, like, you know, getting clothes on. Mm-hmm. And beginning and ending days.
That's good.
Fed and clean. And it's hard. I think there's just a lot of fear, you know? And I'm trying to like trust the government. And also I get this text from my uncle, who's a wonderful guy. But I'm going to read this to you. "67% of the relief aid package is coming from the Federal Reserve Bank. They are going to do what we private citizens would go to jail for, that is, print money with no collateral value. This always causes inflation. This was a desperate move for desperate times. It is needed by many, but will come back to bite in the form of higher rents and food prices about a year from now."
Yeah.
And I hear that and I'm like, thanks, uncle.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. And I'm like part of Dave Ramsey baby step groups. Have you heard of Dave Ramsey?
No.
Okay. Dave Ramsey is like a financial guru, who's all about like, get out of debt. It's just like common sense stuff and some interesting tips, but like all the people in the Dave Ramsey are like, this is why it's important to have savings. This is why you want to have savings. Like, yeah, fuck exactly. You. Fuck you. Exactly. It's not useful or helpful. You. You know, it's just like, this is why it's useful to have parents that paid your way through college. Don't.
Yeah. Like,
don't comment. You're not allowed to comment ever.
Yeah.
So, you know, I always feel most uncomfortable, but most alive when I talk about money stuff and class stuff, mm-hmm. which is terrifying because it means I'm onto something. You know, when you're like, I'm guessing you're. Your podcast with Jay probably brought up the same thing. I won't say anymore because it's coming out. But, you know, there are some things that are like really vulnerable to talk about, but it's probably the thing you should be talking about. And like for me right now, it's resources and class and money and how we're it's like the financial insecurity is like this old wound for our nation and our generation. And it's interesting that it is finally being forced into the front line of conversation. Yes, my love. Yeah. Do you want to say hi? Come say hi. No. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's fine. Yeah. Do you want to come say hi? Oh, okay. You got it.
This is the new podcasting world we live in.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Kate is now Blair Witch projecting.
I am. And thank you for your patience. It's not like our listeners have ever anywhere to be. Dear stolen Disney Plus. What was that echo? Did you hear that?
I did hear the echo.
Can we just talk?
Oh, wow.
About my chickens. So how many classes online have you taken?
One. Have I taken?
Yeah, taken, not taught.
One.
Taken. Who?
I took Fez's on Sunday.
Oh, so you take Fez's, but you don't. Got it. Got it. As long as we're on the same page. You want that one? Okay, here you go. I don't want any judgment from listeners at home with the fact that I just turned on Frozen for the 6,000th time in my home. No, I'm just kidding. We do lots of reading and lots of art and lots of planting of seeds and learning about animals and apartheid.
What was your your Frozen when you were a kid that you made?
Oh, it was The Last Unicorn, which I tried to watch the other day with my daughter. It did not go well. It's a terrifying movie from the 80s. 1982 it came out. Apparently I watched it on VHS like 16,000 times.
Yeah.
Terrifying movie with the weirdest, most inappropriate jokes. They even use like, they swear in it. Like, so I got a lot of insight on
that. Yeah. Myself.
It's called The Last Unicorn.
Okay.
What was mine?
Sword in the Stone.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
Out. Got to pull it out hard and fast. Who's the king now? Yeah. I actually was.
Kate narrates Disney films. New podcast coming soon.
The other one I watched a lot was Little Mermaid.
Hmm.
with the most
violent, I watched that too.
With the most violent transphobic death.
Yes.
In all of cinema.
Yes.
We've talked about this before.
Yes.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, that was a big one. Oh, and she loses her voice when she splits her legs open. Because her only agency was in her purity. Got it, Disney. Thanks for that scar. but Moana's great. We're doing
I've never here. Seen.
Oh, Moana. It's Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
Like saving a generation of children from sexual shame.
That's fair.
Where
were we?
I don't know. you didn't take my class, but you took Fez's.
Well, yours is at like 6, and I was all ready to take it. And then
15 is the first one.
And then I was like, I'd rather eat dinner.
Yeah, and you know what I did? I like sat in a rocking chair for the first part of class with a candle and like red cards. Like animal cards. So yeah.
Someone described it as very masterpiece theater.
No.
Yes.
Who?
Our good friend Sarah Sipo.
Masterpiece theater. Oh, thank God for Sarah Sipo. At some point, I think we did yoga.
Yeah.
The time went by really fast. That was my experience of...
The timing is hard.
Because I realized when I practice in that kind of space,
yeah,
my pacing is different.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm like, whoa, we have now done a warrior one, and it's Shavasana time.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, because it gives you it gives you valuable feedback on how you're pacing things in a live, in-person scenario that is very different. And I've been taking let me be clear. I have been logging on to witness a few classes from different studios all over the country and whatnot. And I gotta say, like, I find it really hard to do it. Like, I get 5 minutes in and I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
Nope, I don't wanna do what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do this other thing. And I don't know if that's just like surliness or depression or boredom. I guess I get so bored with everybody's warm up.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just everybody does the same thing.
What? Describe.
I don't know. Like, don't talk to me about cat cows anymore.
Oh, sure.
I mean, that being said, first thing I taught in my slow flow online was cat cows. Because I knew there were a couple of people that are new to yoga. And there's like, if there's one thing that we could do, let's get the spine moving. But I have very little patience for, like, I just want to jump into something. I want somebody to, like, I don't know. And I'm sick of watching, it's so easy to just watch someone practice. And I don't think that's super useful.
No.
How's yours been going?
Good. I mean, it's hard because I am cognizant of the fact that I don't just want to, like, if people are in their own practice, then they don't need to, I shouldn't have to demo everything. But, you know, when there are people in the room whose names I don't recognize and who probably haven't been to my class before, there are some things that I do have to show. And whereas in a group, there would be enough people who knew what they were doing that even if I had to like gesture at what I was wanting them to do, that like other people in the room would know. And then mm-hmm. everyone would just sort of like pick it up. So that's interesting. I feel like I'm getting better at being able to instruct individually through those little cubes. I feel like the timing is very strange. It still works out to be roughly the same amount that I would plan for a class, but sometimes I find myself being like, oh, wow, I have 15 minutes to take these people through Shavasana. And other times I'm like, oh, crap. it's time. And, you know, obviously for listeners out there, like the way that the Down Under classes are set up is just like it's a real studio. So like I still have to like
get out in time
so that the other folks can come in. So, you know, it's all actually almost like a tighter, it's like a harder boundary than it is in the regular class sometimes.
Yeah. And like people want to chat afterwards and I do too, you know, it's like, hey, how are you doing? It's so good to see you. You know, and people are looking at each other and it's like, I don't want to cut that off. Cause that's arguably more valuable than cat cow.
Yes.
I feel like my next class is going to be exactly this. You ready? Cat cow, unmute yourself. How you doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's not true. I really am proud of the amount of classes we have up right now.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty incredible. Just looking around at what's happened, you know, how people are handling it at other places. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, how long this goes on for.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean,
terrifying is a better word, but.
I mean, I'm planning on doing this through July. I mean, I think that's the only, like, I'd rather plan for that and be surprised than think we're going to be over this and.
By Easter.
Yeah. But I'm slowly getting more daring with what I'm able to teach online, in terms of like prop setups, which is interesting because everyone has to, it actually is a really great way to learn how to do supportive poses. Cause people are forced to grab anything and everything that's around them to like I ended class the last 2 days with a series of head supported postures. So like down dog with head support, Uttanasana with head support. And just like people grabbing like books off their shelves. Someone rolled out, like I saw someone go off screen and then roll out this big, like workout ball. And then just like, rest. But you could see the like light bulb go off. Like, I know. And then she like ran off, screamed and rolled this big thing back in here.
That is so cool. And like, it's in that way people are going to get, their practices are going to get so much weirder and so much cooler.
Yeah.
Like for me, it was really nice because I kept seeing people with like family members in the background.
Yeah.
You know, like people in small spaces or like, like a kid wrapped around someone's neck for 2 seconds and then run away. And I was like, yeah, this is, you know,
or the pets, all the pets that I see on the, like, actually the best part of
the pets, the kitties that are climbing in laps. And
it's so funny because it, you know, some of them are like in people's faces the whole time, but without a doubt, as soon as Shavasana starts, all of the pets come out. They just all come like right into the screen and you're like, oh,
it really is. It is really very sweet. And you know, I think it should be acknowledged that there is the same parallel vulnerability. Is that a word? Yeah.
Parallel.
Oh, you don't want to say hi? No. You don't have to. Of people opening up their homes to the teachers and the teachers opening up their homes to the students. And
more folks are getting comfortable with turning on their cameras so that they can be taught. Because the first day, it was very much like teaching into a void. I would say there was like 10% of the folks that were on the first class that I did, which was the very first day. So it was, I think everyone was in a pilot mode.
That's the one I was on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was very difficult. But now, hey, Frankie. But now it's folks I think are feeling more comfortable being having that two-way interaction, and you know, I noticed that some days people are, and some days people aren't. I think it's fine to you know, toggle that as one needs.
The thing that I think was interesting was how. Like, so one of my classes was smaller than the other, and the one that was larger, I was like, I can't sit here and speak and scroll through the people and like,
you know.
It was funny. There was one person I kept seeing, and they were like locking their elbows, and I knew their name, and I was like, unlock your elbows. Unlock your elbows, you know? And so it was like, I had a couple of those kind of moments, but for the most part, I was like, I had a hard time, you know, like,
you know,
individually
that you can hide the people that don't have their video on, right?
No.
Yes. Hot tip to all you Zoom teachers out there. If you're in the gallery view and you click, you know, that there's the mute button and then there's the three little dots button. If you click on somebody who does not have their video on, the last option in that little menu will be hide video participant, non-video participants. And that way you can consolidate the people that you're instructing onto the screen. So it doesn't, you know, if everybody has their video on, that doesn't really help, but it does help to try and kind of condense things a little bit.
That's a very cool.
That is
a very
my
cool tip.
Hot tip for the day, online teaching 101. I did want to talk about the put a public service announcement out to folks. Do not offer free content. Do not. If you want to have something that is available to people without pay, at least make it donation, pay what you can, where you toss out your Venmo or you toss out your PayPal or your Cash App or whatever. We have to, like, I know that some yoga teachers are in a financial situation where offering free stuff is feasible. But for those of us that are not and are taking a massive pay cut, please at least ask for some form of value exchange. Even if that value exchange is a poem, a piece of artwork, just a virtual hug, I really, 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 that we have to maintain the fact that this is work.
And well, this Yoga is, Works is all of their stuff is on.
Yeah, for free.
I think. I'm like, what are you doing? It was. I think that was a really weird move.
Yeah. And I think
the teachers are getting paid, so yeah, that's cool.
But I think the thing that's tricky is, like, it's not like I'm asking everybody to charge. I'm just asking, there are some things that people have to are going to be, you know, you're paying a certain rate for, and then when you want things to be more broadly available, you just ask for some form of value exchange. To at least keep that the norm.
I think it's very. It's hard though to like say that to small or independent business owners when you've got Yoga Works.
Yeah, but to think about it, like, if there's a small independent business owner and they're like, yeah, we're going to offer this for free, whatever you can give. And instead of saying, I think it's less of a, it's more of a linguistic thing. It's like, no, we're not offering this for free. We're just offering this, and whatever you can do to support so that we can make it through to the other end of this. Here's the way to contribute. You know, I think it's less of a, it's more of just the way that people are framing it, needs to shift in order for, cause I don't want to come out the other end of this and like only the big studios survive. You know, that's my fear. Or only the big name teachers with like giant online followings survive. Cause that would be sad. Long pause. Kate feeds her goldfish.
Beta food. He was looking at me funny.
So you fed him. That's nice. Do you have thoughts on the matter?
I do. I feel so weird about all of it, and I feel so vulnerable and fragile and scared, not necessarily for just myself, but for everybody. Like, I know so many people that are like, you know, it's just in lockdown. I can't believe this is happening. It's breathtaking. And I'm also like, I'm all over the place. I'm like, what if this isn't real? It's totally real. What if it's not real? Yeah. It's totally fucking real.
Yeah.
How much news can I consume? Is that normal? Should I grow indoor plants? I don't know.
I have fully stopped consuming the news. I can't. It just sends me. It sends me overboard. I just can't do it. I get the little text message dings from Massachusetts when something changes in terms of that. You know, I see the little New York Times and Washington Post alerts pop up on my computer. So if there's a headline that seems like relevant, then I will read it. But I've even over the past couple of days been like disinterested in not even news, just like screen consumption. Obviously that'll change at some point, but yeah. That's just the pendulum swing I am in at the moment, and trying to shift to reading all of the books on my shelf that I have not read yet.
I mean, I don't know. I think I just spend a lot of time thinking. You know, what are some of the lasting effects of this on people? And thinking about stuff that we probably shouldn't even talk about on this podcast, you know?
Yeah.
And like everybody and their mother is filing for unemployment. And, oh, you want me to stop? Yeah. Oh, you want me to lay down in bed? That sounds really nice, actually. Let's go. Who am I to say no to that?
Podcasting in quarantine.
Here's the real question, though. For the first time in forever, I'm scared of teaching online. I'm not really. I feel guilty. I feel like it's the strangest thing. Are you teaching meditation? I'll send an email, go out.
Yeah, that group is not a public group, but I will be doing more public stuff soon. I'm still trying to figure that out. I think it's interesting because meditation has been the thing that I've, like, my practice looks like a lot of sitting and then like a couple of postures and then back to sitting. There's a lot of like sitting and going upside down is what my practices look like.
Sounds really nice.
I think the tricky thing is that I don't, I just don't know what to say in terms of the meditation.
You were basically a fancy timer. Oh, no, you don't pull that off. My practice is like yoga nidra. Tristan did a lovely live one.
Yeah.
If you saw that. My practice is yoga nidra followed by some like asymmetrical lunges.
Can lunges be symmetrical?
Yeah. It's called chair.
I've never really thought of that as a lunge, but I guess you're... Yeah, I guess it's has.
A lunge.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, another symmetrical lunge is when they're treated symmetrically. You do them on both sides. So I'm doing asymmetrical lunges, and don't my hands look like Renaissance hands?
Yes.
I have Renaissance hands. Okay. Oh my God. That's not useful.
This is a auditory medium that we are dealing with here.
I know. I forget. Yeah. So like I just do lens on one side, trying to like have a one side that I'm trying to rehab.
Sure.
So I basically practice, you know, standing series on one side and then go back to yoga nidra.
Yeah. Yeah. So the small group that I am gathering, to try the meditation thing is both because I know all of these folks well enough that, you know, I feel comfortable having them in kind of beta mode. Yeah. And it's also going to be longer than what I would offer in the more public. 'Cause I want there to, you know, I think the benefit of doing meditation is there can be more of a check-in. There can be more, it actually can be much more interactive than the asana class, in which folks seem to just want to like focus on an embodiment practice and not check in, which I totally understand. Like, especially if you're
I love your meditation check-ins. That's right. Yeah.
Oh my God, this is the most adorable thing that's happening right now. Let me describe. Kate is sphinxing on her bed as Frankie crawls all over her. And there is some sort of, is that a cat? Is that
yeah,
a cat stuffed animal? That's cat.
Catty.
Okay.
Catty.
Catty the cat is meowing all over.
Yeah.
Kate.
Good old catty. So are we all cutting bangs?
I don't know. Someone asked me that question the other day.
If they should?
If they should.
The answer is yes. Now's the time. Now's the time for all your weird hair dreams to come true, especially the ones that you impose on yourself.
Yeah. So,
do you find that you're sleeping more?
Much more.
Oh, yeah.
Much
more. Describe to me your sleep schedule right now.
I went to bed at, I think, like 10:30 last night, which is like way earlier than I normally do.
It's already kind of early, yeah.
And then I woke up at 9.
Oh.
Which is like a ridiculous amount of sleep for me.
Wow, that's so good, though. You need that.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been almost nightly having a similar thing.
Yeah.
Sure. Which one? Tell me which one.
The beginning of Zootopia.
The beginning of Zootopia? Okay. Do you have a new fish? What's your fish's name?
Rainbow fish.
Rainbow fish. That's right. Yeah. I've been sleeping so much, including like the amount that you described.
Yeah.
Ballpark. We get up a little earlier, but yeah. Followed by like naps. And you know, I think everybody is overtired. I really do. I believe that the default was exhaustion for most people. So I suspect that some of it is, you know, your body just being like, oh my God, wait, are we going to catch up? Are we going to catch up? You know, and I think that's part of it. And I also think that this is a little bit of a trauma, you know, and so sometimes during difficult times, the body's like, okay, let's just shut down for a little bit.
Yeah.
It's time to shut down. So are you also looking at adopting pets?
No, I am not looking at adopting pets. I am not looking at that. That is something that I'm not looking. What I am, one thing that has also become very clear to me is that I need, I need to go on a retreat, and I've needed to do that for a long time, and
can't do it now.
Can't do it now. So that is like, once this is all over, that is like top on my priority list.
I mean, I think one of my concerns is that once we're allowed out, are there going to be like?
No, it's going to be. It's going
to
be.
Afraid to.
It's going to be gradual, you know. It's going to be like, okay, let's lift this and then wait and see, and then let's lift this and then wait and see. You know, it's definitely going to be a gradual reopening. You know, I've been trying to just take this opportunity to practice as much as I can, so I can get. You know, keep some semblance of sanity. Just kind of go from there.
The thought of a retreat is so amazing. It's so upsettingly amazing.
Yeah. But I'm also thinking a lot about, like, one of the things that does kind of get me I guess worried is the right word, is that, you know, I have a lot of people in my life that are teachers and mentors who are all in a very vulnerable age range for this. And
oh, Jesus.
So, you know, every time, you know, not to mention, you know, my parents and, you know, but definitely that always, you know, when I sit down to practice, that often comes to the forefront of my mind is like, wow, you know, shit's real and scary and
I been trying not to think about that piece, thank you. But Got family I can't see right now.
Yeah.
Sucks, but it's like I kind of got into an interesting sort of debate with my mom about like who's in your circle of quarantine, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because everybody I know has like a circle that they're like, okay, we're the agreed upon circle where if you get sick, I'm going to take care of you. And if I get sick, you'll take care of me.
Yeah.
You know, and like you try to close it off as best you can. And sort of figuring that out based on people's risk and how many people they're seeing. And it's just,
yeah,
it's so freaking hard. And, you know, Frankie's grandparents came into town the other week, and that was so, you know, I want them to see her. And also they're coming in from another state, and I'm like, oh, this is so not recommended. But like,
yeah,
who am I to be like, no, you can't.
Yeah.
Especially if this goes on for a while. They were like their last kind of chance for a bit to it feels very, very, very medieval.
Yeah.
So
so this has been a depressing podcast.
Yeah. I think the best podcasts are the one where we're honest, and it's like I feel like I'm running on a quarter of a tank.
Yep.
Which is amazing, but it's like, you know, if only somebody could sell me some sort of adrenaline support. It is interesting and terrifying to watch how the ads are changing.
Yeah.
Have you noticed? Like Fabletics sent me an ad that was like the work from home outfit special.
Oh my God.
And I was like, wretch, Kate Hudson. But also like clever.
Yeah.
You know, like and that's kind of my other job too, is like how to pivot and be nimble, you know, for survival's sake, you know, what you offer and how you offer it.
Yeah.
And it all feels like really dirty, but not, it's like good. You know, there's some, I don't know. It feels more dirty when Fabletics does it than when like, you know, like an independent.
Yeah.
Closing thought. While I was scrolling through Pet Finder.
Oh my God.
I discovered two dogs that have to be adopted together. And they were both in a rough shape somewhere in Aruba. And I was like, is this it? Am I gonna get two rescue dogs at once? And then one of them entered the screen and like the poor thing's back legs don't work.
Oh no.
I was on the phone with Gabby. I was like, Gabby, one of these dogs is in like a souped up wheelchair. She's like, Kate, you live in an apartment on the second floor. You're single. You know, like you are not, you know what you're not doing right now? That.
Yeah.
Now's not the time for that. And I was like, Gabby.
Yeah.
Touche.
Touche. I have no closing thoughts.
Oh no, I don't either. I'm really tired. Let's go take a nap.
Okay. Let's everyone, wherever you are right now when you're listening to this, we're gonna close your eyes.
Just take a moment and feel your feet. Breathe in through your heels. Unzip your belly. Then close your eyes. Now, if you're driving, just close one eye. And if you're driving, why are you driving?
unless you're like on the front lines, unless you're heading to an ER.
Yeah.
Oh, we're so fucked.
Yeah. Oh, this has been unrolled.
Oh, wait, you know what we forgot?
What?
Tips for quarantine.
Tips for quarantine. Oh, wow. Yeah, we forgot.
So we did 10 last time. Maybe we only do a couple because
yeah, I think we're tapped. Hold on 1 second. Let me find my note on tips for quarantine.
Oh, I have a good one. It's about napping. Can you hear Ryan typing? Ryan's typing.
Okay, go ahead. What's your first one?
If you need to nap, nap. Here's my recommendation for nap hygiene. Try to do it during the sunlight hours. All of them. No. There's nothing worse than going to take a nap and then waking up and it's dark.
Yeah, so no, that's awful.
If there's a possibility that you're going to wake up when it's dark, just see if you can hold off until it's bedtime. Go to bed early. Otherwise, take a nap. Have it be limited so that when you wake up, there's still daylight. I feel like psychologically, that's pretty important.
Sure, sure.
That's my nap tip. What's yours?
This is one that I've been having a hard time with. Shower. It's just like, you know, I wake up, I was like, I guess I could shower. No one's going to see me today. No. Shower.
No. Well, here's devil's advocate. Your skin is its own biome. Let it replenish Fair. A little bit. It's not bad to, like, take a day off showering your hair and for your skin, you know? Sure. Like, if you need to, just attend to yourself in some way. It might mean you take a rag and wipe down your armpits and crotch. That's fine. But take a moment to sort of just care for your body in that way.
Or how about the tip is shower or do something shower adjacent.
Shower adjacent. Yeah. Now, teeth brushing.
Yes.
Is the one I've been struggling with. Because it takes all my energy to get my daughter to brush her teeth.
Yeah.
So this fun game of closing her mouth as hard as she can while I cry. Oh, God, let me brush. They're going to take you away from me. Open your mouth. Okay. So I don't usually have energy to take care of my own teeth.
Sure.
At that point. And then you know what I do? I fall asleep and then I wake up and I'm like, no, I got to do it. So brush your teeth. All right, what else?
Is that your number three?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, I'm not gonna leave that up. Now it's your turn.
Okay, get outside. We've used that one before.
Yes.
Bring life into your house in some way. So for me, that has been plant clippings to make new plants and seeds. Like now is a good time if you happen to be in New England to be planting some seedlings that you would like to either have in an herb box or something you want outside. So if you want to try growing carrots or whatever the fuck ever, I don't know. But it's been really great to like look over in my windowsill and see things growing. You know, that might even, like, I have some succulents I repotted. But, like, I am not a gardener, green thumb person, but, like, I can see why people are.
Yeah.
And then I put a bird feeder outside of my window, and a bunch of, like, asshole squirrels are visiting, and it's just nice, you know? I feel like the quarantine bitter Cinderella. it's not Cinderella. It's Snow White. No, they all have little critters. All those bitches have critters. But yeah, life. Bring bring something, just a reminder of life into your house. More of it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Let's have a fourth. If you're on calls all day, as many of us are, I've been much better this week of building in the buffer between Because now that there's no, like, walking from studio to studio or, like, there's no commuting, everything just gets, like, slammed into each other. So it's, like, a meeting from this to this and then a meeting from that to that. So just, like, I've been much better at building in the buffer this week. And I had to tell a few clients that just because we're in quarantine, I still have a weekend and I'm going to hold firm to that.
That's very good. That's a good one. Boundaries. So basically boundaries are on meetings, times and times off.
Yes.
Time off. So not letting work bleed into. So you're just kind of like half working all the time.
Yes.
Like that a lot.
I've also been in that regard, like moving my workspace around the apartment sort of systematically just to like have a fresh place to work every now and again. But obviously my apartment is fairly limited in that. So there's not really a way to cordon off work from everything else. But if you have that luxury, then obviously that's a good thing to do. That is my, I think that's good. I think four tips are good.
I do like that.
And then you can, you know, take class with Kate and I at Down Under. If you so please.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I put out a newsletter this week that I got a bunch of emails from people being like, are you okay? Is everything all right? Are you gonna? So just like, I'm fine. I just don't feel like being, like a lot of what I see is people being so gung-ho about this online teaching. And like, I'm happy. I'm so grateful to be able to keep teaching at this time. And I don't want to lie about the fact that it's, you know, a difficult circumstance and lie about how I feel all sorts of things about the race for a fully online yoga economy. I'm just going to keep continuing to be honest. And I appreciate that people care enough to reach out. I do appreciate that. But I am indeed okay. And, you know, was just trying to inject a little bit of sobriety into the marketing of whatever online things I choose to put out there. So
that's true. The race for a fully
you know, if you're really bored and you want to go back into the depths of our archive of Unrolled Podcasts, those first 100 episodes, you can find those on my website. We're asking for $8 a month for that. But if you can't, if that's too much and you want to contribute in some other way, just reach out to me, ryan@ryanyoga.com, and we'll figure out a way to make it work. So that's about all I got. This has been Unrolled.
Yes, it has. All right. Hear you soon. See you soon. Godspeed. Stay hydrated.
Bye.
Bye.